From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. This year, Florida public school students are being watched more closely. In August, the State Department of Education launched a database with information about students, like discipline and mental health records. The new portal is one of the responses to the shooting by a former student at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. As WLRN's Jessica Bakeman tells us, parents are concerned that their kids' sensitive information could be used to label them as threats unfairly. State policymakers say the database doesn't go far enough to keep schools safe.
The Florida School Safety Portal includes information about crimes students commit in schools, situations when students are Baker-acted or referred to psychiatric care, sometimes involuntarily. There's also a component that scans social media for students' posts that include words like gun or bomb. The portal was a recommendation from a state commission created to investigate the Parkland shooting. So far, though, the commission's not happy.
Don't be walking away thinking that, oh my God, we have this magic wand, because it's not.
Bob Gualtieri is the commission's chair and the sheriff in Pinellas County. Commission members want the database to include more information about students and be accessible to more people who work in schools. Federal privacy laws are an obstacle to making that happen. This was during a meeting in August.
What was being envisioned is to try and create something where there could be this one-stop shopping, and what they were tasked to do is impossible.
The commission's take is in stark contrast to some of the public backlash. Civil rights groups and disability advocates tried to stop the database, concerned about potential discrimination. And there's a lot of anxiety among parents about this intense new focus on identifying students who might be dangerous. They worry even a misunderstanding could show up in this database and lead to serious consequences for their kids.
We're just like messing around with the BB guns inside of my room.
Eric is a 10th grader in Miami-Dade Public Schools. We're not using his family's last name to protect his privacy. He says last March during spring break, his friends came over and they were playing with a plastic pellet gun.
And one of them takes a picture of me holding it up in the air.
In the picture, Eric is sitting at his desk with an airsoft rifle designed to look like an AR-15. According to police records, Eric's friend sent it to some people on Snapchat with the caption, "Don't come to school Monday."
A lot of people these days just make dark humor jokes about a bunch of tragedies for the comedy of it.
A few days later, two police officers and Eric's principal pulled him out of science class to question him.
I was terrified. They think that I wanted to shoot up the school, and I didn't want to at all.
Ultimately, Eric was moved from his A-rated magnet school to a different school with a C grade. His parents want to transfer him somewhere else. Their son didn't take the picture, caption it, or send it to anyone. But they worry about his record now. It says Eric disturbed a school campus with a weapon, far from what actually happened. Eric's dad, Ricardo.
Anybody that doesn't know the story will read this and say, there's no way in the world I'm going to put this child in my school.
The Florida Department of Education confirmed the school safety database launched this August includes information about past incidents. Eric's mom, Patty, says there's been another big change in her son's life.
Ask him if he has any social media.
I don't have any social media, so I've like lost contact with a lot of people and I'm out of everything now.
The database represents a new reality for Florida schools, more surveillance than ever before. Just before school started this year, Miami-Dade School Superintendent Alberto Carvalho showed reporters around the district's police command center. It opened after Parkland.
This system allows us to have real-time eyes on 18,000 cameras in Miami.
On the wall, a dozen screens show live video feeds. There's also a satellite view of the county with little car icons moving around.
This is our brand new technology of GPS tracking on all school buses.
Another display shows a new app. It lets people report anonymous tips about possible threats to schools. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.
WLRN's Broward County reporter Katie Switalski contributed to this report. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.